Yahshua, chapter 5. And it came to pass, when all the kings of the Amorites, which were on the side of Jordan westward, and all the kings of the Canaanites, which were by the sea, heard that Yahweh had dried up the waters of Jordan from in front of the children of Israel until we were passed over, that their heart melted, neither was their spirit in them any more, because of the children of Israel. And at that time Yahweh said to Yahshua, make sharp knives, and circumcise again the children of Israel the second time. And Yahshua made him sharp knives, and circumcised the children of Israel at the hill of the foreskins. And this is the cause why Yahshua did circumcise all the people that came out of Egypt that were males. Even all the men of war died in the wilderness along the way after they came out of Egypt. And now all the people that came out were circumcised. But all the people that were born in the wilderness along the way as they came forth out of Egypt, they had not been circumcised. For the children of Israel walked 40 years in the wilderness until all the people that were men of war which came out of Egypt were consumed, because they did not obey the voice of Yahweh, to whom Yahweh swore that he would not show them the land which Yahweh swore to their fathers that he would give us, a land that flows with milk and honey. And their children he raised up in their stead, them Yahshua circumcised, for they were uncircumcised, because they had not circumcised them along the way. And it came to pass, when they had done circumcising all the people, that they had stayed in their places in the camp till they were whole. And Yahweh said to Yahshua, this day have I rolled away the reproach of Egypt from off of you. And for this reason the name of the place is called Gilgal to this day. And the children of Israel encamped in Gilgal, and kept the Passover on the 14th day of the month at evening in the plains of Jericho. And they did eat of the old corn of the land on the next day after the Passover, unleavened cakes and parched corn in the selfsame day. And the manna ceased on the next day after they had eaten of the old corn of the land. Neither had the children of Israel manna any more. But they did eat of the fruit of the land of Canaan that year. And it came to pass, when Yahshua was near Jericho, that he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there stood a man over by him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Yahshua went to him and said to him, are you for us or for our adversaries? And he said, no, but as captain of the host of Yahweh am I now come. And Yahshua fell on his face to the earth and did worship and said to him, what does my master say to his servant? And the captain of Yahweh's host said to Yahshua, loosen your shoes from off your foot, for the place whereupon you stand is holy. And Yahshua did so. End of chapter 5.